I was a bouncer in a nightclub and the janitor when it closed. I worked 110 hours a week. And my mom said, work half as hard and do real estate. And then over time, I saw so many people failing in the real estate industry. I had presidents, CEOs, GM, executives who were always passing along their experience. And so I took it out on my own and started coaching. Bro, everyone's a coach now. I sold the house, I'm a coach. What you've got to do is you've got to move people over into mission and emotions.
Welcome back to another episode of What Would It Cost? Again, this is a special edition as today we're here at the Buzz Conference in the beautiful Liberty Grand Complex. And today we're with an extremely, extremely special guest all the way in from the United States, blessing us with his presence, his knowledge, and his years of experience in the coaching industry, Mr. John Cheplak, ladies and gentlemen.
It's my privilege, man. Look forward to contributing today.
Right on, brother. Okay, big guest today, Johnny. Excited to have you here and seeing you do a little bit of your show there in the morning, and you controlled the room. You had everyone listening. You could hear a pin drop and you could just tell that you're really, really, really confident and you know what you're talking about. So there's so many areas that we could dive into with you. And I know the camera's coming on. We're getting a feel for exactly what, but let's just keep it general, man. You're a rock star coach that knows how to really go in deep with entrepreneurs that are focused in the real estate space for the most part, right?
Yep.
And you do right by them, right? You help them build their business. You help them scale. You help them show up and be the best version of themselves on a daily basis. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how you got into the coaching space, and how it's been for you, man.
You bet. Yeah. Well, and it's showing up today, and I talked about it today, is I was a bouncer in a teen nightclub and the janitor when it closed, and then I drove under the Space Needle to a seafood warehouse. I worked 110 hours a week, and my mom said, work half as hard and do real estate. And so a door knock, cold call, FSBO expired 36 years ago, so that makes, I was 21. And then over time, I just evolved. I saw so many people failing in the real estate industry, which we know too is entrepreneurship. I mean, the amount of people that don't make it in their businesses as entrepreneurs. And so I evolved into leadership. And my last job, we had about 100 offices in 3 states. I was a GM there. And then I finally decided, you know what? I need to take what I've been so... I would say so generously shared with me over my career. I always went out as a lifelong learner, but I had presidents, CEOs, GM, executives who were always passing along their experience. And so I took it out on my own and started coaching back in 2001.
Okay.
And here I am now today, and primarily my work is, I would say this in its simplest terms, not just in real estate, but as we talked earlier before, is in overall entrepreneurship, and it's really based in what I find is execution, keeping things really simple.
Very nice. Yeah. Love that. So coaching back in 2001 compared to today, how's that different? Because there's with how you're able to build out programs now and leveraging technology and there being so many coaches in the market, back in 2001, what do you mean a coach, right? Like, what's popping with coaching, right? Well,
they were out there, but what's interesting, you bring up a really good point. And the last thing I ever want to do is poo-poo on it on others, and it's not where you're trying to lead me. But, like, bro, everyone's a coach now. Everyone. I sold the house. I'm a coach. I did a loan. I'm a coach. So, I mean, that was not rampant. There were probably 2 or 3 mainstays. Maybe there were more, but really, generally, you know, that top 3 coaches in the U.S. at least. And I went for it, and I'll tell you how it was different. Like right now, I could go to Lead Pages and create a landing page and offer out a free Zoom to educate you on how to do ABC so you can XYZ, grab leads, and then pitch you into a program.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it was. Dude, I booked round-trip tickets that were red-eyes. I would invite people to a free, because I was a GM exec VP of a real estate company, And so I was responsible for the P&L and all the silos. But the one thing that's so critical, and you know, in your business too, is, you know, we're not in a transactional business. We're in a human resource business. And for you to grow your business, me to grow mine, we grow it through people who do transactions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, as you're coming up, of course, you know, there's the you're in the day-to-day, and I don't know that we ever get away from it. But, dude, I offered out a free half-day recruiting event. I would rent a hotel room, no, just water, a meeting room, 50 chairs. I'd land on a red eye on the East Coast at 6 a.m. I'd do the airport shower in the same clothes, which means put some deodorant on. I had more hair, man. So, like, I'd have to, you know, do some things. Jeez Louise. I had to do some things with my hair, and I'd go do a seminar. And my first 10 that I did, Atlanta, Chicago, Fort Lauderdale was one of them, Seattle. The average attendance was 3.4 or 4 people. Chicago, 50 chairs in the room, one person showed up. And so, and then what did you sell? Yeah, now I stuck with it, you know, because everyone starts somewhere. I stuck with it. I continue to, my whole premise is always make the deposits, give people an experience of what it's going to be like when they work with you before they work with you. And so I mean, the lift and haul, I had to go city to city to city doing these free presentations, and I grinded.
Wow.
And then I built my first product. Freaking CD package that was shrink wrapped, man. And they grabbed the CD and they put it in. Like now today, dude, it's like, hey, I just did a Zoom. It was live. You got to attend live. And then they can also, then you upload it in Kajabi where then you can sell it again. I mean, it's like, bro, like it was like, you're too young to know. It was like Fred Flintstone days. I mean, it was like, to keep my car going. Like, so.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how it's definitely different. The leverage now is unbelievable. But I think what's really, really good where, and we haven't spent a lot of time, but I get your vibe. You're a kid that works. You're not messed up in this, I want to do less and make more. I mean, I see you as a guy that's going to wake up every day and you're going to execute at a level and build. That's just my vibe of you, right?
Yeah.
And that's not normal right now. And it's normal for me, though, because that's what I came from, man.
Yeah.
I came from work ethic. I mean, listen, you're a sharp kid. And I can call you a kid. I'm 57, man.
Yeah.
You're a sharp kid, but you've got that other it factor, okay? You're not looking for angles. You're sitting here on the floor making stuff happen. And that's, I think, as I talk about what I'm doing, but I think there's some demonstration that's happening right here that people need to see and hear that you're doing, right?
Appreciate that,
I mean,
yeah.
You could be out... Okay, oh, I'm going to do some revenue-producing activities. I'm this. No, man, you do revenue-producing activities. You are building a brand. You are sitting here in contribution. I mean, the whole premise is I want to grab value from different people and put value out to the marketplace,
exactly.
Right? And so it's I'm grateful. It wasn't easy button. Hey, man, click funnels, throw up a landing page, do a webinar. You're rich.
Yeah.
Right? So it's different, man. Yeah.
That's very cool. But it's so cool now that with the amount of experience that you have, right, and then that work ethic and grind, the way that you can appreciate and embrace the technology, right?
Yeah.
And not frown upon it, right, and hate on it, but embrace it and be like, whoa, I have... 20 years of the real OG experience. Right. I'm the real deal coach, and now I get this technology to leverage.
Right?
Shit's Gucci, bro. You know
what I mean? Right?
Yeah. No, yeah. That's fucking awesome, yeah. Bro. Yeah, yeah. That's yep. So cool.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
And I think that's the thing, too, is, you know, I think staying in that vein because, you know, my message today is, you know, and I did a panel with a group, you know, one of them did 900 million one year, one did 800 million in one year. These are real estate teams. And what's interesting, I think the thing for people to know, and even whether you're an aspiring coach or you're an entrepreneur that's doing a startup or you're new in mortgage or you're wherever you're at in your career is stop shooting past the target.
Yeah.
And the number one target, the two targets is work ethic. And that's the time people think, and I mentioned that today, People think that work ethic is the time you put in. No, that's half of it. What they miss, we're chatting about, man, is the second part is spending that time doing the things that are uncomfortable and boring and that really, really suck.
Right, right.
I mean, that's
using, that time efficiently.
Yeah. And don't feel complicated, because I think going back to, and I think this is helpful, back then I was trying, someone had asked me a question on a podcast, I don't know, about a month or so ago, you know, what would you do different? I would have stopped trying to prove myself and just done the work. In my early, because I was, you know, I'm 57 now, and I mean, you're a young man, and you'll continue to, like, you know, they say we hit our prime in business, men do, late 40s and 50s, because of that emotional maturity, right?
Yeah.
I was spending so much time trying to prove myself instead of just focusing on the work.
Interesting.
And so if you focus on the work, in the end, now as I, you know, I get a coach with high-level performers, get the opportunity to sit down with you, and I think it really is a result of doing the simple things over and over and over, man.
Right. Now, you coach some real fucking rock stars.
Yeah.
Like some badass rock stars. So what's the one thing that they all have in common?
They're sick in the head.
I love that, bro.
But in a good way.
In a good way.
I'll share some things. You know, my guy, I'll tell you a good story.
That's amazing, bro.
Sean Banazian. He's a number one lender in the world. Did $2.4 billion. Coached him for 4 years. We had 4 years in November. And he reached out to me. He's referred by another high performer. And he says, you know, here's some time slots I have available. And I said, you know, he's Eastern time. I says, you know, I think it was like 6:30 or we were bouncing back and forth, 6:30 or 5:55 a.m. because I told him it had to be early. I said, or was it? Yeah, it was 5:55 a.m. 5:55. Okay, cool. Then about 2 weeks into the coaching calls, he's like, don't you live in Vegas? I said, yeah. He goes, it's fucking 2:55 a.m. I said, yeah. He goes, that's why I fucking hired you, man. I said, yeah. I get up at 1:55 because I've got to be prime. And I said, and that's where I coached him too, and he's a high performer, was before me. But I coached him too, as I said, see, here's the thing. Don't get caught up in the morning routine. The morning routine's bullshit. Because the morning routine is a product of the night. Your problem is what you did the night before.
Mm.
Your problem is what you ate, what you drank, what you consumed. What were your last thoughts before you went to bed? Because you can have this perfect plan, right? But if you didn't take care of the night before, you're off. So they're crazy in a good way. They've accepted that they do not tangle with balance. They understand rhythm. They understand seasons.
Mm.
They understand reasons. They understand that what they're doing may not be for a lifetime, meaning that, you know, it's like I sit down with my wife. My wife's a baller, got a great real estate business. You dig her. She's cool. She hangs out with all the dudes.
Yeah.
She's got a freaking rocking real estate business. I mean, and it's, you know, I think the thing is that you've got to stay 100% focused on your mission, and part of your mission is your personal life and your professional life, and it's communicating. So, like me, I'm on the road right now. I'm here. I head to my home. I'll go home Baton Rouge for 2 days. Go to Vegas. Go to Hollywood, and then to Scottsdale, and then back up to Salt Lake City. Is sitting down and not expecting balance, knowing that you are never going to be in balance. But communicating with people that matter in your life up front about it. So they're crazy. They're not seeking balance. But to keep the longevity in their business, they make sure and really work on that personal side of things. Because if that unravels, man, you know, things don't work out.
Yeah.
So they're not balanced, but they strive on rhythm. The other thing, too, they are risk takers.
Yeah.
Massive risk takers.
Yeah.
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 And they're one other. They're willing to be humiliated.
They're willing to?
Willing to be humiliated.
Yeah. Stay vulnerable, be humiliated.
And that's an extreme thing. Like, listen, I know looking at you and what you've built, like we may not define it as humiliation, but the things you're willing to do, your willingness to start a podcast and sit here and do this with cameras, that's pure humiliation for 95% of, and that's what people have to understand, man.
Right.
Like they're, oh my God, a video, oh my, you know. But I define it as that because I think the folks, anyone's listening or watching, you know, hopefully I can strike a chord. You're not doing video because you're not willing to be humiliated.
Right.
You're not going to do a podcast because you're not willing to be humiliated. People judge it or people say things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
that's what I
see with them.
Now, are you in a bit like that's such a strong point, and it's so interesting. Like, you know, when you're like at the line and someone's got to crack you out of the shell for that humility aspect, because I was there once upon a time where I had the business fundamentals and you had a scale and you had a rock, but I didn't know how to take the stage, right? And I didn't know how to put myself out there and say, fuck what everyone thinks. Like, do you coach that?
Absolutely.
Bring me through a little bit of what that looks like you're just like, fuck out of your shell.
Yeah, yeah,
let's go.
It's a beauty because here's the thing. There's I think there's an element of, you know, and like I wouldn't say I judged. I've done this long enough to know that, you know, in your age group, you've got a work ethic different than your age group. You can feel it. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know people. So is it the it factor, this or that? No, here's what it is, man. It is being mission-based. It is me asking people when they don't want to do something, and I just stop and I move them off because the heart chooses, the mind justifies. But there's too much logic in, this is the next business thing you need to do because it'll make X. This is the next business thing to do because Rocket Fuel book says do traction and do EOS and da 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 da. You should do this. That doesn't move people. Yeah. So what you've got to do is you've got to move people over into mission and emotions. So like you've got people that have, they have imposter syndrome, okay? Bullshit. You just don't have a mission. They have self-doubt. And what I share with people, they're all illusions, because let me ask you this. If you had a crystal clear mission, if your kid was dying, and I pose it this way, success in businesses have a life and a death. And so there's a great book, Change or Die by Alan Deutschman. And he talks about this, you know, life or death in business and life or death choices we make in our literal life. For me, I move people over to, why are you doing this? Well, because of this. I go, that's bullshit. That's not enough. That's why you're not taking the next step.
Right.
So it is getting people crystal clear on their mission. And then when they get that next step, what I'll tell everyone is this too, is you're never going to arrive. And so I like the future pace and say every level has its devils. Because if you don't future pace, I got through that. Oh, wait, listen, there's a train wreck coming around the corner next.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like a crystal clear mission like mine, serve, lead, inspire people who want to have a positive life experience as a result of the real estate business. Like clear.
Right.
And so, and then principles, if I get them there in mission, principles, and values, and keep bringing them back to it, because then what happens is, and I use this in the coaching, is don't be a liar.
Yeah,
no, don't
authenticity,
be a liar.
Integrity, yeah.
Integrity.
Integrity, bro.
It's integrity, dude.
Yeah.
So because here's the thing, and probably what you've found too, and maybe unconsciously, is as you're moving along in life and business, you think you have a lot of choices. No, you don't. You don't. If you get into mission, okay, serve, lead, inspire people want to have, and I'll illustrate it for me. Serve, lead, inspire people want to have a positive life experience as a result of the real estate business. Okay, values, fun, love, dignity, respect, humility, vulnerability, volunteerism. Perfect. That's the experience that I want you to have of me and me to have of you. I'm constantly, those are my true north, my guideposts. And then principles. Principles are law. Principles mean if I pick this up, let it go, it's going to drop. Like gravity. Law. What is my law? Personal responsibility. I own every outcome. Accountability. I do what I say I'm going to do. Commitment. Okay? Everything I do is based on the result. And contribution. To keep what I have, I give it away. So now watch this. I've got a big business day or a big decision I need to make or all kinds of shit's coming to me. Okay? I come right back to the one thing. What's my mission say? What do my values say? And what do my principles say? And so then you're fucked. Are you going to be a liar? Oh, I want to do that. Well, listen. Okay. let's see, serve, lead, inspire people to want to have a positive life experience as a result of real estate business. So if you make that move, let's serve more people, it will. Okay, are you going to be a liar or not? Or are you going to pick when you do it or not? So that's that's how I take high performers through.
And it's something that they're made aware of. Like you said, they could be unconscious about certain things, but then once they're made aware of it and you recarve those neurological pathways and it becomes something they know and understand, you just created boundaries for them that they're not going to move out of. And then that brings out the integrity. And then the authenticity starts to fucking pull itself. Yeah, beautiful.
It's the same with me. Like, you know, I see you're in shape, take care of yourself. You know, it'd be easy for me, right? I mean, I'm going to get on the stage, and I'm not saying you got to have a nice butt and a six-pack. I'm saying you've got to be a little bit better and do a little bit better every single day. But, like, you know, I'll do 12, 13 hours coaching calls, man. And the brain takes more energy than the muscles do.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah,
people don't get that. Why is the ditch digger not as tired as the guy that's grinding? Because the brain takes. So I'll drive to the gym at 6:30. Those shit. Oh, man, I'm not walking in. Man, I just crushed today. I'm 57. 47-year-olds don't look like me. And then the final piece that comes up is this one. And so these are the pieces I implant in them.
Yeah.
If everyone that I get to lead could hear what I'm thinking.
Powerful.
You're naked.
Right.
You're naked. And so those are the things that I get in them. And so, like you heard, Justin Haber, he's been coaching with me 7 years now. Golfy's been with me 4 years. All those clients been with me for years. And it's us coming back to those core fundamentals, because when you go to the next level, sure, you got those, but you got to bring them back to, okay, what's our mission? What are our values? What are our principles? You know, because you can get distracted when you're faced with tough decisions.
Right.
Especially in a business that's, you know, spreadsheets and money and profit.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And knowing what those are and then saying no and not biting off more than you could chew or going down a different path that will take you away from what your focus should be,
so
right?
Like,
I know I've lost millions of dollars and thousands of hours of time by simply saying yes to things that I shouldn't have, because I steered away from my values and what I needed to. And it's just like, fuck, I had all that time and money back, right?
Dude, watch this. And you know, like, okay, listen, it's a privilege. It doesn't matter that I get to speak at a lot of different places. Every time someone wants me to speak, it's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
It means a lot. And never forget, you know, I always tell people, don't get amnesia. Because there's a lot of things you would have done, meaning anything, to get the gigs you're getting now. So don't get amnesia. But I just think it's really important that you, when you're making choices, you come back to that true north and you have it. Like, I'm sitting in the gym at the parking lot, the gym parking lot, and going, I'm good. And I go, everyone can hear that? Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to be a fraud.
I like that. Yeah, that's badass.
I'm not going to be a fraud, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
so. That's badass,
And you know this, too. It's like, you know, people can call it what they want. You can call it kumbaya, energy, this and that. I don't know. I mean, I learned this one. You know, everyone around you reflects who you are. If you've got the wrong people around you, hold a mirror up. They're a reflection back to you. If you've got high performers around you, good. First thing you do is, oh, shit, expectations are high. You better get better, right?
Yeah.
But then also, you know, they tell you not to look in the rearview mirror. That's bullshit, too. You need to look in the rearview mirror. That's where your lessons are.
Yeah.
Right? So what did you do to get there, and don't stop it?
Right. Love that, man. So powerful, bro. We can go on for hours over here, Johnny.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable, bro. You're a gentleman too, bro. You could definitely tell you're a master at your craft, and the world needs more John Cheplax,
brother.
That's for sure, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you very, very much. I'm feeling extremely grateful that I got to sit down with you.
Oh, my privilege.
And you took the time to bless us with all that knowledge. But tell all the viewers where they could find you and where they could follow along.
Yeah, sure. I'm really simple. Go to Instagram at Cheplax Live. My Facebook, my personal Facebook. I interact with everyone. There's no great wall around me. You can go to John Cheplax, or my website's cheplaxlive.com. And I think, you know, in that statement, what I'd leave you guys with, too, is Don't leave what got you here. You know, one of the things that's really, really important is don't build a business so you don't have to do the business anymore. Your schedule should include every day. People are trying to get out of what they did. 60% of your schedule should be in your core competencies, the number one needle movers, period. I know because I work with the highest performers who, when they get away from that, the business struggles. But if you keep yourself in that core competency, that number one needle mover, you're going to win.
Love that. Love that. Even a beautiful tip right at the end for you guys, man. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of What Would It Cost? It's been an absolute pleasure to sit down with this legend right over here.
I appreciate it.
And thank you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Right on. Yeah.